On Saturday, May 24th, a couple hundred supporters braved the steady rain to take part in what's called Tech Wallop. Tech Wallop is a movement of the people to celebrate and save the last recreational gathering space in the Ottawa downtown core from even more high-priced condo development. The green space is located at Bronson and Slater and is home to a beautiful community garden and a retaining wall that local artists have been using to display their works of art, a field for sports, and community members to gather and enjoy each other's company. A free barbecue catered by Dave Smith of the Dave Smith Youth Center fed everyone who either showed up to support the park or who woke up there much to their delight. Workshops were available for the children where they learned to make their own jewelry and were able to wear their new masterpieces home for free. They also had the opportunity to try their hand at painting and were also treated to some wonderful food, juice, and cookies provided by the local chapter of Food Not Bombs. People took their turns breakdancing to the beats and keeping everyone entertained while they twisted and popped their bodies in ways that would make any chiropractor either wince or stand there incessantly giggling, rubbing his hands together at the thought of these new potential clients. There were videographers there who were busy collecting footage for a documentary which will be part of the Tech Wallop campaign to save the park. Local community activist Jane Scarf was there with her recorder, and she was able to obtain interviews from two of the organizers of the event and a couple of the community members who were there to show their support for the Tech Wallop campaign to save the park. Jane's first interview was with one of the event organizers, Patrick Thompson, who's been displaying his work on the Tech Wall for the past 10 years. He also has plans drawn up to redesign the park for both young and old to enjoy, including chess tables, basketball hoops, an amphitheater, skateboard bowls, and much more.
I'd just like to know what brings you out here today.
Well, three months ago, we had heard there was an immediate threat to our prized peace park, or our land, the Tech Wall. And I'm a painter. I've painted on the wall for the last 10 years, and I saw the urgency in getting something moving before the land was actually sold off. Because if we waited till that day when the land was sold off, there would be nothing that we could do. We had to mobilize the troops and get everyone together and show them that this space is actually important and the school is important, and having some green spaces is great for, you know, keeping healthy minds healthy and keeping people that live in the city sane. I've been lucky because I've grown up in the countryside and I've been able to experience having mud between my toes and growing up and playing in the swamps and stuff, but there are not many people that have that upbringing, and it'd be nice to be able to bring that to them and also give them a little bit of culture at the same time, which would be sort of youth culture, just a mix of all different people together.
What did you want to do with the land once you get the right to preserve it?
Well, right now the land is not up for sale, but it could happen at any time because the Ottawa Board of Education has a deficit, and the deficit would be filled in by selling off of buildings like this. Obviously, that's prime real estate because it's right downtown. It used to be a schoolyard used by the school when it was people sort of teenagers. But because it's an adult high school, there's no reason for them to keep it because the adult high school is all after hours, and it's not, I don't think, in the school board's mandate to keep green spaces when schools are purely for adults, because adults, I suppose, don't require places to run around, which is ridiculous. But what we want to do when we save the land is to just help the land do what it's doing now, but in a better, more progressive way. What goes on in the land right now is basketball, there's gardening that happens on the upper area. It's a two-tiered sort of 10-acre site, and the upper area is used mainly by the residents of the local buildings who have a nanny goat garden. So there's a huge community garden up above, and the lower area is basketball, soccer. There's, you know, it's just a place to sit in the middle of the city. There's the retaining wall, which divides the two pieces of land, is painted on. It's been painted on for the last 12 years by local artists, and those artists have sort of contributed very, very positively to the city's look.
I saw a drawing that you made for what you'd like to plan for the park. Can you explain that a little bit?
The land, like I said, is two-tiered. We hope to connect the two. In the first stage of redesigning the park, we would hope to connect the two worlds with a ramp, to add a skateboard park to the lower area, It'll be 3 skateboard bowls, possibly 2 skateboard bowls, top-notch skateboard bowls. We would get it designed by skateboarders. Often the city makes mistakes in getting construction workers to design skateboard parks, which is it's almost like throwing your money away because skateboarders are not going to come and ride a park which is unrideable. And on top of the skateboard park, we would take away one basketball court, but we would improve that area and add in new rims, new hoops, put new cement down, new lines. We'd also like to add in an acoustic amphitheater, which should allow music and plays to happen during the summer months, and let the garden enlarge across the whole upper area with chessboards and tables, and plant more trees and make the whole space more friendly.
I heard that you told people in the area about their wishes for the park. Can you kind of give us a little summary about that?
What I've found from talking to people, I've stood outside a lot of buildings and I biked around and talked to as many people as possible and tried to repeat my spiel as many times as I could. And I found that most people, there's some people that don't want anything to do with somebody approaching them on the street, but I found 80-90% of people were very responsive, and most community members are very excited that there's young people doing this for nothing and trying to save their city for the future. For the land right now, down the street, there's going to be a war museum being built. And the War Museum is a place where we can remember the past, and the Peace Park is a place where we can sort of look forward to the future. And I think Canada should have more progressive spaces like this for people to mix, and people to make art on a street level, and people to make music on a street level, and have no separation between young and old, and also demystify what it is to make street art. There's nothing evil, there's nothing wrong in my mind with putting art up on this wall in particular, because it's just a big public art forum, and people shouldn't be scared of what other people have to say. I mean,
in spite of the rain, we got a pretty good turnout here, and people are quite enthusiastic to get involved in this effort.
Yeah, people came out all day today. There's 200 people, 300 people, maybe that's a stretching it, but that's nowhere near what we expected, but it's still amazing because this is just a step towards going where we want to go. And after today, you can imagine a lot of people will go home and tell their friends, and after they hear this on the radio, they will, spread it around that it's a constructive, it's a solid, and a permanent thing that they could put their energy into. I mean, it's been hard in a way to not have time to paint what I want to paint, but this is like making an enormous sculpture in a way. I see it as that, make an enormous sculpture that can be used by all people. And it's a blessing to have all these things falling into place at the same time and be the one that, can make it happen. It's really empowering.
What steps do you have in mind for the next part of this action?
Right now, we are working with Dave Smith from the Dave Smith Foundation for Youth at Risk. And we are going to be partnering up with him to connect our park to his school for youth at risk, which potentially would fill in the old Ottawa High School or Ottawa Tech High School site, which would allow sort of to have an exterior, interior sort of a gateway into his school, and also allow artists possibly that would paint on the wall to have a connection with his students and just open up the whole area to a very positive mental health level that I can see happen. Within a year, great things could happen because of this place.
Were you thinking of trying to raise some money to purchase this park in order to facilitate this vision?
Yep, we're filming today, and we're going to have more footage of all different kinds of things that we're going to use for a package, a promo package, to be able to send out to companies. There are companies which specifically help green space initiatives and youth at risk initiatives and recreational spaces and all kinds of different things that this park falls inside of in terms of mandates. Yeah, we were looking for money today, but the kind of money that we need is enormous, and it can't be done without the wealthy in the city, people that have gone to this high school, people that will speak up and say, you know what, those people are right that did that day. And we can't fill in every parking lot with buildings. We can't fill it in every green space indefinitely. We have to make a push to save some spaces, and especially spaces like this, which have a very long youth culture history in the city. In terms of 12 years is quite a long time.
Well, I can feel your energy and your dedication to this project, and in my experience, this is the stuff success is made out of.
Great to hear.
As Jane made her way through the crowd, she met 31-year-old Jason Kazubo, a local artist and DJ who is presently working on producing his own hip-hop and drum and bass music.
What prompted you to support this initiative?
It's grassroots. It's exposure for local artists that wouldn't normally get exposure because they're not part of the artistic establishment, the galleries and that, and they're discovered by other artists of the same ilk, but they'll get very, very little mainstream exposure. The music culture, which I'm very much a part of, and I live and breathe it, it's all part of the same thing. It's hip-hop, urban culture. You can grow up and be part of it, and you don't have to go buy in.
Did you get a chance to see the plans that they've drawn up for here?
Yes, I have. Very good. As one of the few green spaces in the downtown of Ottawa, it's a place for the community to gather, whether you're the millionaire or you're very low income or even homeless, to come down, play some basketball, kick a hacky sack around, enjoy some glass. There's so little of it in modern culture. A very nice vision for me is everybody gathering together in green spaces and meeting each other, because you get up in the morning, you get in your car, you go to work in your air-conditioned office, you go within your mall to grab your Tim Hortons and your corporate meals, you go home at night, you turn on the TV, and you go to bed. You never meet your neighbors. And to meet your neighbors brings a stronger sense of community. To raise our youth and our young people today, it doesn't take just a mother and a father, it takes a community to raise a child and to provide a good image for those who are up and coming.
So this is why you want to see this front preserved in particular, to give that opportunity?
Yeah, and it's also, we don't need more condos. There's housing. We live in a country where we're going to have housing for everybody, no matter how much you have. We don't need more high-priced condos. We need a green space.
Are you optimistic that this is going to be successful action?
Yes. Maybe it sounds a bit naive and hopeful, but you have to start somewhere. You have to show that you're interested in what's going on in the community and your views and your morals that you get growing up, to show the people, the powers that be, that yeah, we do matter, because we live in a very rushed, almost faceless, numbered society, and it doesn't need to be that way.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
The next interview was with John Brownsfield, a local painter and organizer who mentions the City of Ottawa's 2020 plan, in which the city has gone through great lengths to consult with the citizens of Ottawa and obtain their feedback on how the city will manage itself over the next 20 years.
What brings you out here to this event today?
Well, it was raised to my concern that the park was up for sale and maybe demolished and more buildings put on it, so I thought I'd show my support in helping organize this event. I was hoping to let as many people in the city know that this land is well used and needs to be here as a green space, because the downtown core is slowly closing in with development on this area. So if you stand and look around this area, you can see all the buildings are slowly closing in on this one particular piece of land. And I just felt that I'd come and show my support.
What was your contribution going to be today here that you're
I was going to paint a few things, maybe throw some color on the canvas and see what happens.
Are you happy with the turnout in spite of the rain?
Yes, I am, actually. It shows everyone who's here is pretty diehard and they care for it. There's a lot more. We were expecting a turnout of maybe 2,500 people today, but it didn't work out that way. So we made do with what we had and moved it underneath the courts.
Do you know much about the specific plans that the organizers have for the park?
Yeah, we're hoping to get a skateboard park built, because part of the 2020 plan, they want to get more skateboard parks built in the city. We've been going to some city park skate park meetings, and they were saying that there's 8 parks going up in the city in the next 6 years. So as far as skate parks go, like it's a good location because McNabb Hockey Arena, the community center, is right up the street, and that's where they've been they've had a skate park in there for the last 15 years, and it's closed now, moving to Sandy Hill. So they need a location. They're saying they want a specific location to take up for what McNabb have. So this is like right down the street, like a stone's throw away from McNabb. So this is a perfect location for that.
Do you think the city's going to listen?
Yeah, I think they will. We have a pretty strong show of support and good ideas, and it falls. Everything that we're hoping to have in this park really like falls in perfectly with the 2020 plan. Just break new ground that hasn't been broken before in the city, and it's a perfect opportunity for them to do so.
Well, I feel really pleased with all the enthusiasm and excitement everybody seems to have around here today,
yeah.
And I think it's gonna go.
I think so too. Well, this is by no means the end of it.
Okay, thanks very much for your interview.
Thank you very much.
After watching the breakdancing for a few minutes, Jane interviewed Kamikaze, who was there representing the Ottawa breakdancing crew, Speed Rock. Kamikaze teaches kids and youth how to breakdance, which requires extreme concentration, coordination, and of course, time, which keeps them busy, safe, and involved in their community.
So what brings you out here today?
I'm just representing the event that's going on to save the only green land that we have left in the downtown surrounding area. We need the space for all the youths to play basketball, to do their thing. There's a graffiti wall we're trying to save so people don't go around graffitiing other buildings that are private property. We're trying to keep them all here so we don't get in trouble. And for breakdancers, we're trying to get everything organized here so we could have a spot for breakdancers, even skateboarders, the basketball park. Just basically, it's the only space we have for like a park, right, a recreational area for kids to come to and play. So I'm a breakdancer. I came here to represent as a breakdancer to show the city of Ottawa what we're capable of doing with this park. And so did so many other people. Graph artists came to do up a couple of pieces on their own boards to show that they're very nice artists. And hopefully we're able to save this park.
Can you tell me a little bit about the background of this park as you know it?
Well, there's a lot of kids that showed up. There's a lot of teenagers, anywhere from, even kids as, I believe, from the age of 5 up to, oh geez, grandfathers, and there's a lot of people that showed up. There's security guards here.
Even in the rain, eh?
Even in the rain. Nobody got looked at it as a bad way because they're still trying to save the park. If it's one day they're going out to get wet, it doesn't really matter. We moved everything into the parking lot for the time being until the rain stops. And we don't seem to have any problems yet. And hopefully everything will be fine and more people will turn up to support this scene. So,
did you get a chance to see the drawings of what they want to do with the park?
I didn't get to see it personally, but I got a rough idea through one of my friends that went to the meetings. And she told me exactly what they're planning on doing. So they're trying to move the basketball court to a higher ground, make it more of an urban scene, but nicely clean. And have more of a maintenance down here for people to come out and enjoy themselves instead of being afraid to come down because they think this area is like a gang spot or places where they're not allowed to come because they think they're going to get in trouble by other kids, but it's nothing like that. We're all over here having fun trying to save the park for everybody in the city. So,
are you optimistic that this action is going to be successful?
I hope it is. Most likely, if we could get some TV crews to come down here to see this so everybody sees it, at that time maybe more of a hope will come into place. But just because it's raining, we're inside of an underground place, not a lot of people are seeing what's going on outside, so maybe we'll try this again another day in the summertime just to try to save it, but hopefully it will.
Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem, thank you.
Well, that's all the information for now I have on Saturday's Wallop event. So get a pen handy, because in a minute I'll be giving you some contact information. If you missed the first event on Saturday, May 24th, and you'd like to stay informed of future events surrounding the Peace Park, or if you'd like to help this initiative through volunteering your time or by making donations, please contact Robin at area code 613-248-8839. Once again, that's Robin at 613-248-8839. To learn how the Ottawa 2020 plan affects the Peace Park initiative, visit ottawa2020.com and click on the Arts and Heritage Plan link. I'm John Dunn. Thanks for listening.